We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so on every census from 1870 to 2010, in the year of our reign, of the reign of our president, Barack Obama, a census question was always asked about citizenship. We always had a citizenship census question. That's right, from 1870 to 2010. Yet we're being told it is radical that Trump wants to ask one. No. It is radical that Obama stopped asking the question. That was the landmark decision. That was the radical part. Folks, do you realize how absurd it is? We are not allowed to know how many illegals live in our country. We could know. We could count it. Plenty of federal agencies have that information. All you'd have to do is cross-tab the databases. We've known this for a long time. So thanks to the Open Border Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, you surprised Bush appointed an open borders guy to dropkick the census question, which, by the way, the court found the census question is perfectly legal, but Roberts knew he couldn't go to the wine and cheese parties with a straight face because you gotta understand in Washington right now, open borders is a religion. It is. It is all they're interested in doing anything about in Congress is getting more illegals, more people to take you up American jobs, depress the wages. That is the goal of everyone in Congress right now, just about everybody. There's about 60 of them. That's not the case for in the House. You know how you can tell who they are? They're the ones who voted to oppose the jobs giveaway to Indians on visas this week, including, thank God, our own Ralph Norman. Thank you, Ralph Norman and Jeff Duncan. Our two local Congress members who got it right. That's it. There's about 60 left who don't practice the open borders religion. And their sacrament is illegal immigration. It is. I am telling you, it is a religion up there. It is all that matters and all they believe. So this is the lengths the president of the United States now has to go to figure out how many illegal immigrants live in this country.
We are not backing down on our effort to determine the citizenship status of the United States population. We are pursuing a new option to ensure a complete and timely count. Today, I will be issuing an executive order to put this very plan into effect immediately.
So here's what he's going to do.
Good morning. And look, the president is clearly not happy about the fact that the citizenship question will not be on the census, but he is offering something of a workaround.
It's deeply regrettable, but it will not stop us from collecting the needed information, and I think even in greater detail and more accurately. Therefore, we are pursuing a new option to ensure a complete and timely count of the non-citizen population.
So let me tell you what happened here. Obama executively removed the citizenship question so as to use illegals to steal congressional districts from citizens, because citizens don't vote the right way. As much as illegals do. That is to vote Democrat, right? And this is the first time it's been done in the history of the country. Again, since 1870, every census has asked the citizenship question. So Trump tried to do what every other president but Obama did, and the Democrats sued him to stop it. And John Roberts, in a majority of the Supreme Court, ruled it is absolutely constitutional to ask the citizenship question. But then John Roberts, being the open borders guy that he is in the Bush tradition, busted the question back down to the lower circuit court, so there won't be enough time to get it on the census. See, because they know 10 years from now, they'll have another open borders candidate ensconced in the presidency, and we can do away with this and, you know, commence with the plan to use illegal immigrants to, you know, have a permanent Democrat majority. By the way, you know, this is worth this question, citizenship question. If you took the illegals away, California would lose 9 Republican districts. Do you realize that? 9 Republican districts. That's what's at stake for them. This is huge. Don't underestimate the hugeness of this. I mean, this is the difference between those districts being Republican and Democrat, and they're using illegals to do it. These are huge numbers. Big. Huge with a Y. In fact, let me play this for you so you can understand, and I play it all the time, I know, but bear with me. This is Representative Mo Brooks. He's a party to the Alabama suit against the federal government. And he's talking about how many congressional seats they've already stolen this way by counting illegals in the census. This is in the last census.
15 million comes out to roughly 20 congressional seats and 20 electoral college votes. Each congressional seat has roughly 700,000 to 800,000 people in it. So if you count illegal aliens in the census for the purposes of distributing political power, that's congressmen per state or electoral college votes, the election of our president per state, you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 electoral college votes and congressmen that are taken from states that follow our laws, that help our Border Patrol agents and our ICE agents to capture and deport illegal aliens, shifting those 20 congressional seats and 20, roughly speaking, electoral college votes.
Now, that's now. That's as it is now. They're looking at stealing with the census 10, 15 more. 20 congressional seats. Do you know what that is? Had they not stolen those 20 congressional seats, guess who would be in control of Congress right now, in control of the House? Who would control the House? Republicans. Democrats do not legitimately control the House now because they stole these seats using illegal immigrant counts in the census. They did it in 2010. They're just gunning for another. Man, they get another 10 to 15 seats out of this census. That's a permanent Democrat majority. It's a fake Democrat majority. Wasn't elected by citizens of this country, but it's permanent. It's going to be very hard for Republicans to win the House. Oh, they could do it if the vote was legit. It's not. That's what's at stake here. It's huge. It's a big deal. So this is what Trump is planning to do. This is Dr. Gavin Clarkson, his computer expert, and he's talking about what Trump is going to do since he can't count illegals on the census.
They will be able to get identifying information from the census and then be able to match that with other federal databases to, in effect, answer the question without actually asking the person. Because sometimes the person might lie. They might say, yes, I'm a citizen, when they're in fact not. They might say, yes, I'm here illegally, when they're in fact not. Mm-hmm. Whereas this way, by matching the databases, and as a former computer scientist, it makes perfect sense to do it this way. The Democrats and the radical open borders left were just trying to delay the process beyond the time that the census could be printed. This way, they may have won the delaying action, but ultimately the census and the Commerce Department will in fact have accurate information about a very simple question. Mm-hmm. How many people inside the United States are actually citizens?
That was from Fox News this morning, Heather Childers show. Texter writes, illegal migrants are one of their biggest tools to create Babylon. And they're creating something you're not going to recognize. You're not going to have a lot of power in. Texter writes, why did the GOP not try to stop Obama from taking it off if no one seems to know he even did it? Oh, we knew. We talked about it back then. But then the GOP? The GOP? You mean the same GOP led by Paul Ryan? Where they had the votes to fix all this stuff on the border? And Ryan blocked the bill? You mean that GOP? They love this. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, the religion is open. It is a religion, and it's not just the Democrats' religion. Texter writes, Tara, were the seats stolen, or did the Republicans allow or just go along with the plan? Rat Fink Ryan did not want the power. Absolutely. I told you, from the minute he took power again as Speaker under Trump, his goal, what he would be paid to do after he left, by the Uniparty, by the Chamber of Commerce, by all these boards he sits on, what he would be paid to do was to lose the House. That was his job, and he succeeded. And I outlined in extensive form all of the things he was doing to attempt to lose the House, including Ryan Care would have gone broke right around the time of the midterms. He was defeated, thank God. Wall Street Journal figured that out. Remember, they wanted to do Ryan Care. It was a revamp of Obamacare, but it would go broke on Trump's watch, just in time for the midterms, to lose the seat. You could only look at Paul Ryan and conclude he was doing everything he could to get the Democrats elected. So no, they didn't do anything. Their job was to turn their head. That's what they get all the donations for. Listen, these donors don't pay you to do stuff that's popular with their constituents. You don't have to pay for that. Congress members will do that automatically. Now you buy a Congress member or three because you want them to do things not popular with. their constituents.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, coming up, I got some good news from the good news file. Miley Cyrus, you know the one, from the video wearing the vagina pantsuit. I've had nightmares about the thing. Don't look at it. It'll give you nightmares too. She's decided not to breed. It's the best thing I've heard all day, and I am so glad there won't be another one. Okay, Martin in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, Martin.
Hey, Tara. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is the first time I've ever listened to you. I've got a cousin in Greenville, and he loves you.
Oh,
and
cool.
I dialed in for the first time, and you're dead on. Paul Ryan is just one of many sellouts. They all have offshore accounts from the likes of the George Soros and the rest of them finding him.
Yeah. And you know what? They stood by Martin. Let Obama take the census, the citizenship question off the 2010 census. And this had been going on before that, even before that. They have literally allowed 20 Republican congressional districts to be stolen from the citizens of the United States of America and transferred to areas with heavy populations of illegal immigrants because of the census count. And they're well on their way, Martin, to stealing another 15 to 20. We're talking about what's at stake, and people need to understand this, in this census question. And Trump gets this, which is awesome. What's at stake is another 10 to 15 illegally transferred congressional seats based on the census count. That's how the Constitution says we have to do it. And at that point, it's lights out. I mean, that's pretty much a permanent Democrat majority based on illegal immigrant non-citizens counted in the census. I mean, we're not going to be able to take back the House. And then you know what they'll tell us, Martin? You want to know what they're going to tell us? Let me just tell you what they're going to tell us, and I'll let you talk. They're going to tell us that our ideology, our belief system, is persona non grata now. It's old. Mm-hmm. Got to get rid of it. Can't get elected anywhere. No, they stole the districts. Okay, you have at it. Yep. You got the platform. Here's the microphone.
Well, this is the reason why Alabama has the lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that. I think every state ought to stand up against it and back and do what Alabama's doing. I mean, we have to stop. We have to put a wall up. We have to stop this influx, not only for what you're talking about, but also the drugs and the human trafficking. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And you're dead on. And I thank you, the Lord, for you, because I'm going to listen to you every day. You are dead on, girl.
Well, thank you so much. Are you listening on radio.com, Martin?
I am, live streaming on my computer.
Okay, on the computer. Yeah, you can download the radio.com app, too, and you can take us, you know, shopping, when you go out to your chores, errands, whatever. Try that, too, as well.
I'm going to try that, too, and I thank you. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. You've just made my day. I love it that folks in Greenville are telling their extended families about the show. You should see our streaming numbers. They're massive. They're really big. And I thank all of you for that. That's all been word of mouth, mostly from you guys. All right. I got to get to this. Let's get to do the good news stack. Did you see this? Miley Cyrus, who most recently appeared in the vagina pantsuit because the hat wasn't enough. Miley Cyrus says she will not reproduce, oh, thank God, until she's confident her kid can live on an earth with fish. Pop star turned Planned Parenthood activist. She was wearing the vagina suit for Planned Parenthood. Miley Cyrus will not consider having a child due to global warming-related anxiety, vowing not to reproduce until she is confident her offspring can, quote, live on an earth with fish in the water. Fish in the water. Wow. Are we not having, like, record shark attacks off the coast this year? Did that happen in the water? Was that in the water? I get producer Chris to check. I think it was in the water. Was it in the water? Was it a land shark or was it water? Could you Google it for me? I'm sorry.
It's being censored by Google.
Oh, okay. Fact check. Fish currently exist in bodies of water all over the planet. Do not tell Miley Cyrus she'll breed. She's talking about Mother Earth. When she's angry, don't blank with her, Cyrus said. She didn't say blank. That's the way I feel women are like right now. The Earth is angry. I think it's just you, Miley. So she's not going to have kids until she feels like her child will live on Earth with fish in the water. I would love to know where she thinks the fish are currently living now. We've been doing the same thing to the Earth that we do to women, she said, making another comparison to feminism. What do we do to women? We just take and take and expect it to keep producing, and it's exhausted. It can't produce. We're getting handed a piece of blank planet, and I refuse to hand that down to my child. Until I feel like my child would live on an Earth with fish in the water, I'm not bringing another person to deal with that. Okay. Sure. Moving on. If you do one thing today, stop what you're doing. Make this a priority when you go into work. Watch the 6-minute video of the USA women's soccer team at their ticker tape parade. This is a video taken at close range of them reacting to the parade as it unfolds. There are no words to describe that video. That video scared me. I pinned it to the top. It's actually an article with a link to the video. I pinned it to the top of my Facebook page for you. I'm going to leave it there throughout most of tomorrow. You have to see this. It scared me for my country and for my children. There are no words. Seriously, if you do one thing today, watch it. Watch Team USA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Text to rate on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, the hottest conversation in all of Greenville in the morning. It's 71307, by the way. Text to rate, hey, Tara, could you ask your liberal listeners if they are listening to how ridiculous their leadership sounds? Nancy Pelosi providing tips to circumvent law and enforcement and everything is racist. Yeah, I know. Now the text writes, Hillary is telling migrants what to do if ICE comes for them. Yeah, that's the new hot thing to do. Texter writes, how about all that diversity on the women's soccer team? Not all snowflakes. Texter writes, here you constantly talk about the embarrassing USA women's soccer team, but in contrast, you won't talk about the USA men's basketball team, Clemson University, for winning the 2019 World University Games. Clemson players loved carrying our U.S. flag around in respect. Maybe they can go to Washington. What is your problem? For not talking about this huge victory. Because it wasn't the overranked Tar Heels. Ooh, bitter, are you? Well, I just did. So there you go. No, seriously. Make time in your day-to-day. Just pure social commentary to watch the 6-minute video. The 6-minute video produced by a member of the U.S. soccer team. At least she posted it on her Instagram channel anyway. It's highly edited. So that all the F-bombs that they dropped during the ticker tape parade, so graciously thrown by them for them by Americans, can be heard in a 6-minute stream. And what it is it's them during the ticker tape parade, right? But it's close up. Somebody's got a video camera. I don't know who it is. And they're just commenting as they're going through the parade. And, you know, I got to warn you, it's effing this, effing that, F this, F that, effing, 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 effing. But that's not what I want you to listen to it. And don't let that turn you off. I want you to hear the tone, the vile hatred for everyone and everything. You know how Rush always tells you how angry they are? This is Exhibit A textbook. They just won the world, the whole world championship. They won it and they're enraged. They are angry. The clip that's gone viral in our media It's one single quote from the 6-minute compilation. Quote, hide your kids, hide your wife, and lock your effing doors because we got the key to the mother effing city and I'm coming for y'all witches, except they say the B word. That was a quote from U.S. goalkeeper Ashlyn Harris. It is but a small sample. Now, I've had somebody text me earlier, oh, that's a riff off a funny internet meme. I know, I've seen the internet meme. They weren't joking. You just listen to the tone all the way through. The hatred oozes out of their pores, the rage. It made me afraid for my country. And here's the thing, I'm not talking about this in political terms. That's not what I'm talking about. They didn't even address homosexuality in the 6-minute clip. It's not about that. I know plenty of gay people, including folks in this building, who aren't like this. They're not. They're good, loving people. It's not that. This is the leftist in them. That's where the rage comes from that mental illness. You can see it on display. Do you know what the word? I was writing this for Facebook, and I tried to come up with a word that would describe this video. Shocking is one. Chilling could be used. Do you know what the word that popped in my mind immediately watching it was? Just watching them interact among themselves for 6 minutes of F this, F that, F. Screw this. Foul-mouthed. You know what the word that came to my mind was? I couldn't help it. It just sprung to my mind. Demonic. That's the word. Watch it for yourself. Judge for yourself. Again, I'm not talking about political commentary. There was almost none in this video. That's what makes it so interesting. And ask yourself as you're watching it, can you imagine if a thing like this had ever been found produced by the Patriots football team? Duke lacrosse team? Any men's team? Any men's fraternity? Some random men's fraternity? Are you kidding me? It would have gone viral. This should be a topic of discussion today. It is profane. It is profoundly chilling. It is gross. Just watch it. It will make you afraid for your country when you understand the mentality of these people. You know who they reminded me of in their demeanor and their hatred and their rage and the way that they marched around? Antifa, minus the baseball bat and the concrete milkshake. That's who they reminded me of. And all I could think is, my God, if these people ever got in power, what would they be capable of? And it scared me. I don't mean these people specifically, these girls, these women. I mean people like them. So a lot of you are like, oh, wow, I want to watch this. And so you've gone online to try to find it, right? I mean, this ought to be big news. This is them commenting on the ticker tape parade. And all the people around them have smiles on their faces. They are wishing them the best. They're cheering. And the rage, the contempt. You can't find it online, can you? I mean, you can. You can find it in our media. You can find it. It's all over Breitbart and Daily Caller and every other place. But you can't find it in the mainstream media. You know why? They know to censor it. They know how bad this is. I got to tell you, folks, after watching this video and in the whole compiled works of Megan Rapinoe, hate monger, I got to tell you, I don't think that this team did the left any favors. I don't think they did. I don't think they helped their cause. I don't think they helped the left-wing cause. I think they scared Americans with this level of radicalness. Look, Americans are really big into the First Amendment. They really respect others' rights to an opinion, even if they disagree. And that would have been fine if they'd stopped there. But they didn't stop there. So anyway, I've pinned this to the top of the Facebook page because it's so hard to find online. The mainstream media is blacking this out for good reason. You'll see why when you watch it. It's jaw-dropping. It's just... words fail me, honestly. And I use words for a living. Words fail me. Watch it and tell me what you think. I asked my husband last night. I said, is demonic... is that going to... He said, no. No, it's not. It's not. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to get some common sense and with a side of crazy. Text your... oh, it's Marcus. Good morning from Greenville, Tara, Marcus writes. Glad to have you on the actual radio. Oh, cool. So he's home. All right. Now, here's the cool thing with Marcus. I love Marcus. He's come to see me. I've met him before at events I've done. He bought me glue sticks, which if you've listened to the show for any time, matter of time, you know I have issues with glue sticks. So I appreciated that. He's a nice guy. So anyway, yeah, he's founded a logistics company. So for whatever reason, so every day he texts me from like a different city. What's cool about that is he's listening on radio.com. So he's letting me know, hey, works here. It's been what? You went to Chattanooga this week, Marcus? And somewhere else, I forgot. So he's home. Good. I'm glad you're safe. And I appreciate your testing, radio.com in every city. Listen, if you're going on vacation, driving, you know, going for work, take us with you. Hey, take us with you to the store. I am in Walmart with my earbud in one ear listening on radio.com. I take the radio everywhere with me. I got to have it. That's how I am. Texter writes, I believe a simple drug test will end all of the support for these self-centered little girls' soccer team. Now, the texter writes, demonic is the correct term. And I'm not talking about their political positions. Don't misunderstand. I'm talking about their countenance, their delivery, their rage. It is, just watch it. All those years we've heard Rush talk about their rage, their seething rage. He always uses that word. You want seething rage, Exhibit A. Watch that 6-minute video. Here's what's so weird. Team USA wanted everyone to see it. One of the girls on there chronicles their travels and stuff. It's apparently pretty popular on her Instagram account. It's one of the soccer players. And I mean, this 6-minute video was edited with the highlights of them responding to their ticker tape parade in real time. So they wanted people to hear the filth. And it went, most of it wasn't even political. It didn't have anything to do with being gay. It was just hate, and they wanted everyone to see them as they were, and it was frightening. You'll see. Just watch it. By the way, I want to tell you about who was not at the ticker tape parade, but deserved to be. The absence of one of the best women's soccer players in the nation from the national squad has attracted a lot of attention in Europe, particularly from the Irish Times, the main newspaper from Ireland. You probably never heard of her. It's because she's a Christian. This just breaks my heart. She was excluded from the national squad that just won the World Cup. And the reason for her exclusion has prompted questions as to whether she didn't make the team because of her openly professed Christian faith. Jalene Hinkle, who's part black, has been called the top left defender in the U.S. game. It was widely expected that she would be on Team USA. Hinkle helped her team win the NWSL championship, previously helped it win a title in 2016 when it was known as the Western New York Flash. Wiley, again, considered to be the top left defender in the U.S. game. But none of that apparently mattered to the women's team, the Irish team Times reported. Irish Times called Hinkle the finest left back in the NWSL. Hinkle likely would have been a fish out of water, though, on the uber-woke women's national team, some of whose biggest stars are openly lesbian, the coaches, too, raising questions about whether she would have thrown off the squad's chemistry. Problem is, she's been really open about her Christian faith. Remember, every time you see Rapinoe out there, Rapinoe, whatever the heck her name is, arguing everybody else ought to be tolerant. Remember this as you listen to her flapper jaw. Hinkle's been quite open about her Christian faith. In 2015, Hinkle objected publicly to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that legalized same-sex marriage, writing on Instagram. Oh, here she writes, we know that increasingly there's going to have to be conformity on your viewpoint to be able to participate, she wrote about sports. I think that's inevitable. And she was talking about, you know, accepting gay people in gay marriage. And she wrote that obviously that is wrong from a Christian perspective. But she said we have to, in times when this is being thrust, you know, into the limelight, we have to double down and be even more loving and a better Christian example. And what she wrote is really beautiful. See, the problem was, there were two games played by the team, and the team wore pride jerseys for the games. She refused to. This was not the U.S. women's team. This was the one she played on before. She refused to do it. She couldn't do it. She couldn't put that on her back because God would judge her. She's very nice about it. Well, the lesbian coach of the U.S. women's soccer team cut her. She claims it was because of her soccer performance. A lot of people having trouble understanding that, including the Irish Times, which has done a real deep dive into this. There's your tolerance on left. What they mean by tolerance is you agree with them or they hit you upside the head with a concrete milkshake. That's what tolerance looks like from them. It's a shame Jalene Hinkle will not get her due or her time in the spotlight because of her Christian beliefs. But that's what tolerance looks like. USA, Team USA style.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.